Welcome to Inside HMCTS, the podcast where we take you behind the scenes of our courts and tribunals and the people who help make them work. Today, we're talking about a role that sits at the heart of our justice system, magistrates. As the Ministry of Justice launches its latest recruitment campaign, this is a key moment for anyone thinking about volunteering. We need more people from our communities, especially across the Northeast, Southeast, and the Midlands, to volunteer as magistrates. In this episode, I'm joined by Nick, a magistrate who tells us what motivated him to apply, what the role is really like day to day, and how it fits alongside his work. We'll also bust some of the biggest myths about being a magistrate, talk through the application process, and explore why employers benefit when their staff volunteer on the bench. So if you've ever wondered who magistrates are, what they do, or whether you could be one, this episode is for you.
Nick, could you kick us off with a quick intro, your name, what you do day to day, and how long you've been a magistrate?
So I'm Nick. I am a magistrate based mainly at the Sheffield Bench and Sheffield Magistrates Court. And I have been a magistrate for 17 years and I am currently a self-employed driving instructor.
For anyone who might not know much about the role, how would you describe what a magistrate does?
So magistrates are volunteers from all walks of life and we play a crucial role in the community and justice system. We then make important decisions on a range of cases in the criminal and the family courts, helping to protect, enhance and transform the lives of the people that we live and work with.
What's a typical day like for a magistrate?
So my day starts at around 9:30 when I'll meet my fellow magistrates in the assembly room at the magistrates court that I'm going to be working in that day. And we will review the cases that we're going to look at. And then we will go down to the court and we will go to retiring room where we'll be met by our legal advisor who will take us through the cases at 10 o'clock for the morning sitting. We'll then go into court and then we'll start our work and we'll hear those cases. We will then complete our sitting at around 1 o'clock once all that work is completed. And then we'll do it again at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And then we'll finish at about 4:30, 5 o'clock possibly. But we will deal with whatever cases come before us.
So you've been doing this for quite a while. What made you want to be a magistrate in the first place?
So I was originally in the Territorial Army, the Army Reserve. And I had two magistrates that I worked with and I was very interested in the role. And obviously they told me all about what they did. And then when I had the opportunity, when I came and moved to where I live now, the opportunity came about that I was able to apply with the support of my family and my employer.
What's been the most interesting or rewarding part of your role so far?
I think the most rewarding part of the role is being able to improve the people's lives that come before you, whether that be that they're a defendant, a witness, or a victim.
So there's often some myths and misconceptions about magistrates. So we're going to do a quick fire myth busting round. So I'm going to read a statement. You can tell us if it's true or false and then give us a sentence on why.
Absolutely.
Okay. You need legal qualifications to apply.
Absolutely not. You don't need legal qualifications. You have the support of a legally trained legal advisor who gives you that support in court.
Magistrates sit alone and get no support.
No, that's not true either. Magistrates sit usually as a three, so it's a tribunal. They can sit as a two and they have lots of support. I will say, however, that there is a single justice process where you would sit alone but with a legal advisor deciding on certain cases.
Only certain types of people can apply.
No, anyone can apply. There is an age restriction, 18 to 74, but anyone from any community, from any background in life can apply to become a magistrate.
And it's a full-time job?
No, it's not a full-time job. It's a volunteer role. And the fact that it's not a full-time job is a positive because then you get more people into the magistracy.
So to recap, you don't need a law degree. You can sit as a team of three, but you're always supported by a legal advisor, even if there's less. Anyone from any walk of life can apply and it's voluntary and can be done alongside your job.
Absolutely.
So you mentioned working with a legal advisor. What's that relationship like and how do you work together?
So the legal advisor sits in front of the bench and is available to give full legal advice. And as a magistrate and a presiding justice myself, I would always look for that legal advice in our cases. And they are there to keep us legal. So we would always have a very respectful and a collaborative, engaging relationship.
Thinking more about volunteering to be a magistrate alongside your work, you've been working while being a magistrate. Why do you think employers should encourage their employees to be magistrates?
I think that over the 17 years, the experience that I've had as a magistrate has helped me with the work that I've done, whether in the public, private or charity sector, and even as a self-employed driving instructor. But you certainly get the benefit going both ways.
And from your experience, what do you think your employers and organisations have gained when you've been a magistrate? What kind of skills or experience did you take back to your work?
I think you would bring back teamwork, the structured decision making that you do in court, making good, sound decisions and listening to the evidence and then making those decisions on the back of that has really helped.
What kind of support have you had from your employers throughout your time being a magistrate that's made a difference?
Well, when I first applied to become a magistrate, I was fully supported by the manager that I was working for at the time. And they felt that it was going to help them, and it did. And through every employer that I've been with, I've always been given the time off to do my sittings. And it's always felt like they respected the work that I did in the magistracy, and they knew that it was something that they were getting something out of for themselves. And I've always found that in the HR policy or in the HR documents that public service leave is generally available. So magistrates can obviously, or people that are looking to become magistrates, can look at their HR policies and can speak to their management or their HR team if they've got any questions around that.
And you said you're self-employed now and you're still serving as a magistrate. Is there anything that a self-employed person should know about volunteering?
So as a self-employed magistrate, there's lots of support available and there's flexibility through the rota system. So you can certainly ask for some adjustments.
Could you talk us through the application journey? So from someone registering their interest through to appointment, have you got any tips for the process?
So if you apply through icanbeamagistrate.co.uk, all the information about how to apply and what being a magistrate is about is all on that website. And you can apply through there and then your application will be processed and you will hear back as to whether you are going to be successful at heading to an interview. Once those interviews are complete, then you'll hear as to whether you've been successful. Tips wise, I would advise you just to be completely honest through the process. And it's a bit like a job interview, but obviously just be honest and go through the process. And hopefully you'll get appointed if you're successful.
And what about training? What was that like? Is there training provided?
Yes, there is very thorough training. Obviously, there is no requirement to have any qualifications to be a magistrate, but everyone gets the same training and you go through that usually with a cohort or a group of other successful applicants to be a magistrate. And then you go through that process together. And once you've completed your training and you've been sworn in as a magistrate, then obviously you can be assigned a mentor. And I'm a mentor as well. So I mentor new magistrates. So you will not be alone through this process.
What are those first few weeks and months like as a magistrate? You mentioned mentoring and support. What can people expect in their first few weeks and months of service?
So in the first weeks and months, your first sitting will be with your mentor and you will be supported by very experienced other magistrates because you don't sit alone and you will feel part of a team and you will be supported. You're an equal magistrate or an equal part of the bench. And your opinion counts just as much as anyone else's, but you will be fully supported and you can always ask any questions you want to your fellow magistrates or the legal advisor if you have any queries or concerns on the day.
So once you've become a magistrate, are there any opportunities to grow in that role or develop?
There certainly are. Once you've been a magistrate and you've been appraised, after you've completed your first year, you can certainly then look to develop. You can become a mentor eventually, you can appraise other magistrates. And also one of the most important things is obviously that we need to make sure that we've got enough presiding justices who are obviously when you sit at a three, you have a presiding justice in the middle and two wingers on the outside. And when you become a magistrate, you sit on the wing. And then eventually you can get qualified to become a presiding justice. So there's lots of development available and there's obviously full training available for all of those additional roles.
And do you always work with the same magistrates on the bench or do you work with different people every time you go in?
It's always different people. So we've got in South Yorkshire, 370 magistrates. And there is many times that I will sit with a magistrate that I have never sat before because obviously people move. Perhaps they might move to another bench in another part of the country and people move in.
One final question. If someone is listening to this and is interested to apply, what advice would you give them and would you encourage them to become a magistrate?
I think visit your local magistrate's court and just go and observe a court hearing and sit at the back and go and watch what happens. And that's what I did all those many years ago. I remember that very first day that I set foot into a magistrate's court, and it certainly sets you up well, especially for the application process. You could see that magistrates were making a difference, and you could see that what they were doing was affecting positively on their communities.
That brings us to the end of this episode of Inside HMCTS. A huge thank you to Nick for sharing his experience and giving us an insight into life as a magistrate. If today's conversation has sparked your interest, you can find everything you need from eligibility to the application form and even guidance if you're an employer at icanbeamagistrate.co.uk. For more episodes and full transcripts, search Inside HMCTS podcast. Thanks for listening and join us next time as we continue exploring the people, stories and services shaping our justice system.